Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's airline El Al has suspended flights from Tel Aviv to Moscow because of disruptions in Russian airspace. This comes as a U.S. official tells ABC there are early indications the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was likely hit by a Russian anti-aircraft system. ABC News contributor and former Defense Department official Mick Mulroy says if that was Russia, he does not expect forthcoming details.
Whoever fired that missile at this aircraft, whatever military unit is, already knows they did this. So if this does prove to be them, then not only did they do it, which shows a pretty profound act of negligence, but it shows a willingness to try to cover it up.
For the second time in about a month, a stowaway made it on board a Delta Airlines plane. This person discovered on the plane before it took off from Seattle, and a New York judge ruled that for now, the woman suing Jay-Z and Sean Combs alleging sexual assault can remain anonymous. They deny the claims. This is ABC News. The new elections in Germany are now set for February 23rd. The president's official order comes after the collapse of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's governing coalition earlier this month. Due back in court in New York City today, the man accused of setting a woman on fire on a subway car. The suspect, Sebastian Zapeta, charged with murder and arson. Reverend Kim McCall with Crisis Action Network at a vigil for the victim on Thursday. She has still not been identified.
The slogan in this city is, if you see something, say something. But no one said nothing. No one did nothing. They just watched this young lady burn on fire alive.
Mayor Eric Adams suggesting federal prosecutors take the case, and a warning from Hawaiian officials to keep kids away from the Kilauea volcano after a toddler started running towards a cliff edge. His mother pulled him back. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks drop one to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Brooklyn Nets, 111-105. Damian Lillard and Giannis both out with what's described as a non-COVID illness. Doc Rivers says the Nets defense made the difference.
I thought the pressure got to us. I thought we didn't handle it very well. They sped us up. We broke our offense.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, Packers holding practice for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Matt LaFleur asked about the status of defensive back Jair Alexander.
Are his chances of playing this week better than last?
I'd say probably not.
What's standing in the way?
His knee.
Men's college hockey. The Badgers take on Ferris State at 5 o'clock tomorrow night in the holiday faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 7-10-1 for the season so far.
We'll have our work cut out from us, but for us right now, it's us getting focused for the puck drop, finding a way to get that game in our side of the ledger.
That's the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The film Gross Point Blank did not have a funny script, according to Minnie Driver. The New York Post reports that Driver, who played the lead role opposite John Cusack, said it was a consensus on the set that the script wasn't funny, so they took it upon themselves to improvise after clearing it with the studio. I wouldn't say the improvising made the film funny. Driver most likely did not get a Christmas card from the writer of Gross Point Blank. Paul Hogan's Crocodile Dundee co-star has passed away at the tender age of 90. Crocodile Heaven just welcomed one of its best actors in Bert the Crocodile, who played opposite Hogan in the charming 1980s comedy that made everyone think they could pull off an Australian accent. Bert the Crocodile died at Crocosaurus Cove, sort of like the Beverly Hills retirement home for crocodiles in Australia. Bert's acting work was commended in the Crocodile franchise, but he had trouble landing roles afterwards, probably because of either bad representation, the fact that he was never good at auditioning, or there were just not enough roles written for crocodiles. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be cloudy and drizzly and foggy for a good chunk of the day with a little more rain by later this afternoon. High today, 43. Tonight, foggy with rain. Could get a quarter inch or more. Down to 38. Tomorrow, showers in the morning. Cloudy all day. High of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Talk about the biggest issues in politics that will affect you headed into the new year. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WG.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! Happy Friday to you on a short week, which is kind of nice. Jim, I got to be honest with you. I'm thinking about your thing that the schedule of the world should be different.
Wednesday's off. Yeah. It's a nice break. Well, Todd's giving us next Wednesday off.
That's nice of him. It's very nice of him.
I believe it.
Todd's such a nice guy.
Anything for you guys.
Yeah, you're the best, about you. Todd.
You know, you're the best. That 40-hour work week to go 4-10s, that makes sense to me.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
3 days off.
Yeah.
Or I would like the Wednesdays off. And I was telling you yesterday, there are a lot of people that, professionals, doctors and things, that take Wednesdays off.
Yeah, I know. Actually, the only schedule I think that would be better than that is 5-3s. Which is what we do now.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Just do the show.
And make a lot of money. Be like one of those big time people that make like $9 million for working 3 hours a day.
And then they're on the golf course
time, everything.
Traveling.
But we get Americans, we work pretty hard. I mean, people don't think that. But in terms of vacation, you know, France and those countries,
all you
got to
do is go on vacation someplace like Mexico and be with a bunch of German or
French
or Canadians. And it's like, we're on a holiday, eh? You got 6 months.
Right.
It's like, what?
They take some serious.
It's unbelievable.
And then in the Czech.
That was a good accent, by the way, because universal.
I know. It's like, who else is in the studio?
Who's else in the studio? That was universal. Almost but my Canada, babushka lady yesterday. I need me some carrots.
But Canada, isn't that going to become the 51st state?
I think so, right? With Wayne Gretzky as prime minister.
You know that, you talk about the dumbing down of America. I mean, I don't know if some of that stuff could happen, but he sure talks pretty basic language. Like, people are probably like, why not?
Yeah. You know?
That's not what I was thinking.
Don't I?
Every day is kind of something.
Right.
Every day is. You know, I got to tell you something, though. You know, a couple of years ago, I literally thought electric cars were going to be a fad type thing.
A fad, like come and go?
Like, hang on. Like, I remember when the guy said those one things were going to be revolutionizing the United States.
Oh, man. The
The drone.
No,
scooter. The scooter.
You'd stand on it.
Okay.
Yeah. I rode one of those in a parade one time.
You know what I mean, Todd?
We bought four of them.
Of course you did.
Well, I did.
Yeah, he would.
Everything in a parade.
You've had him here in town.
Yes.
Didn't cops just use them a little bit?
I bought like 4 or 6 of them.
Yeah. Todd, you know.
Oh, is it the Segways?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I actually took that from City Hall to my house. And
did you ever like just eat dust on it though? Did you ever like?
Because didn't George Bush the first time he tried one kind of go head over heels?
It maybe once or twice. But those things are unbelievable. I mean, once you're on it, it's like, okay, this is great. I was throwing out candy. No, those segues are cool. But
whatever happened to them?
I remember when they first showcased that as, I think it was the product of the year. You know how they do that?
Yeah.
This is what's up and coming. I remember Bob Costas is like, well, anyone can tell it's obviously going to revolutionize. He was like making fun of it. Yeah.
And then they just kind of died, right?
It had a pretty good life. I think
did they?
We did buy some. And I think a lot of places bought them. There was a guy that campaigned for assembly here in Green Bay, and that was his thing, was just segue house to house, and he did that.
I could see that.
But a lifespan. You're right, it was a fad.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to have legs, but
yeah.
it was a fad. So, no, I think they're all
But I was reading a thing about, and this all goes back to, like, the iron ore community. Like, okay, so I watched that thing yesterday that you sent me, Todd. The guy's funny. He's good.
Oh, yeah, from Arquette. John McGivern.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like those.
So
yeah,
he was in Marquette.
Yeah.
And did a thing. And it was really cool because he went through the mining museum.
Well, that's just it.
And the whole thing.
Digs deep.
Yeah. And they even talked about the ore car. It produces 20% of like the country's iron ore comes out of that ore dock in Marquette. And it used to be like 70%. You know, and that's where the mines were all closing. But one of the things, the reason I say that is because then somehow I was looking that up and a thing popped up about because my brother ran a tool and die shop in Tucson, and they made some specific small parts that were, you know, really important for cars or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it said there's, I forget how many thousand of parts there are in a car today.
Well, yeah.
And there's like 25 total or something that's going to come where they're like a bunch of parts just put together in one.
Yeah.
And all these small manufacturers are like, holy cow, do we retool? Do we whatever? How do we get something? I didn't realize that was... Literally, it's that close to that happening.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I go a little bit further with that. I'm not.
Okay, what I'm saying. Okay, and even I watched that show, Landman. Okay? And it's about the oil industry with Billy Bob Thornton. And they bring up a lot of things that I think are really based on fact. Where it's like, in 40 years, fellas, we could be out of business.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I thought that was all just a pipe dream all while. Some people, you know, like the Jetsons, we're going to have a so-and-so, and we're going to have... But it's like the oil companies are even saying, holy crap. Do you think?
I don't. You know, so, right, you remember 1984? I mean, everybody read that. It's like,
right.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on. How long ago was that? You know, I don't know.
That's what I mean. I find it hard to believe.
Americans are pretty slow to change.
But I mean, people love about their cars.
Oh, yeah. That.
I mean, that's still a certain something of free ride, fast as I want, yada, yada.
Yeah, this whole... electric car, that's still the car, but if you just talk about where it's programmed in the road and it's like these cars just go around.
I would never do that. Would you?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty popular. Oh. They have that out in L.A. because I was talking to my son-in-law.
I know Phoenix has it big time, too.
You just get in there and there's no driver.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I would not. Could you, Todd?
I would
be too afraid.
Me too. Yeah. I'd be reaching for the wheel. I'd be doing something.
Yeah, you just...
I couldn't do it.
That's really, if we don't need cars, oh my God, can you imagine what that's going to do? The United States is too big for that. And we are really slow to change. And remember the metric system? It's like, yeah, they can have it. We don't want it. I don't think we're going to change to get into these driverless cars, but I do think it's going to come.
We've got something better than the metric system. We have feet and inches. How long is a foot, sir? 12 inches. So then you have 12 of those in a yard? No.
Three.
Why is that? Nobody knows.
The evolution of cars, but they're throttling back a little bit now after Trump got in. That I don't think we're going to see all the electric vehicles that we thought we were going to. But
it seems like a lot of these smaller, mid-level manufacturing companies are like,
Yeah. But driverless cars, that's going to happen.
I would never. Would you take a nap in a driverless car?
You know, this is what I think is going to happen is it's going to be like
Would you take a nap in a driverless car?
Yeah, I think
I would.
Programmed in the roads and it's, I don't know.
What if there's somebody like me that programmed it?
I would do it in the city. I wouldn't take it. I would never go over like 30.
It would probably, here's the problem for Jim. The car would never go fast enough.
I know.
Right. And he would not be able to relax because he would be freaking out.
Totally agree.
I'd much rather. Yeah. But
how do I program? Hang on, Donna. Hang on. I got to program this. Call Greta's husband. We need to know how to program this.
But You know, just think about what that would do if we didn't have cars. If we just had driverless cars and you just go to the corner and it's coming by. And you wouldn't need garages. You wouldn't need all no parking, the land we would have. It would be incredible if we didn't have cars.
All right.
But I'm not one of those people who... I think we should not have cars, but I'll never give up my cars.
Of course.
You know, yeah, exactly.
I mean, really,
for the peasants. The peasants should get rid of their cars.
No, I don't mean peasants. I'm just saying I love driving. And
I was thinking about this because like I put on a lot of miles the other day from Green Bay to Milwaukee. Madison. Milwaukee and Madison here. I mean, you know, in a span of 24 hours. And you know what? On the drive back, once the idiots got out of the way,
right.
Okay, I loved it.
Super
and I almost, when I was getting to Green Bay, because I got this new thing in the Kia that I got. I never had this in a car before. You probably should do it when you're driving. Well, no, better than that.
Electric windows?
Well, only three of them work. But, no, the other thing that's really cool is you can hook your phone into, like, the speakers and program it, YouTube, whatever songs you want. Now, it's a little bit of a pain when you're driving, texting, and putting that in.
You can't do that, but if you get it done ahead of time.
Exactly. Yeah. Man, is that cool.
Yeah. Now,
And 99% of the people are out there, I've had that for 10 years. 11 years. I had that for Christmas in 99. Right, I got that, stuff. John. You just learned about... Yeah, I am just learning about it, okay? Some things take time.
But it is relaxing, isn't it?
Oh, you stop, man.
And there's never, ever a shortage of gasoline. There's always stations. And some of the stations are just great. They're
yes
grocery
and no.
stores.
Yes like, and no. What? Yes and no. I love, when I go to Manitowoc, I like taking the back roads.
Yep.
You know, through Ledger, up through the little towns. Mm-hmm. What's 96. That one little town that you turn in then? There's that big old, there's a Troutman's hardware store.
Yeah.
And there's this big old, what used to be a dance hall that I'd loved. Big old brick building. I'd love to see the inside of that.
Yeah, that's on 96.
Yes.
And G.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, but when you leave DePere, you leave Ledgerview, you don't have a gas station for quite some time. And I was on it. I didn't even think. And I was on like an eighth of a tank. And it's like, oh.
That is true.
And it was Kellnersville. And by that time, the yellow light was showing. And this was like Christmas Eve. So you're thinking, I hope somebody's working today. That's a tough stretch. And if anybody goes to the UP.
Well, you said there's a long stretch, a couple hours.
Marquette to Munising, which is one of the most heavily traveled things in the entire UP in the summer, because everybody wants to go to Munising and Pictured Rocks and
no gas stations,
not a single one.
There you go. That's your business, guys.
There, I know, not a single one. We went. I mean, I was sweating this 2 years ago. We did that, and it was yellow light probably for 20 miles.
I don't like that.
And there was nothing in between.
Oh, there we go. So, and it's legal. So, gas and grass.
There you go.
Here it goes. Can I play something? How much time do we got?
You got 2 minutes.
So I was watching this old movie last night, real old, but I've watched it 100 times with Burgess Meredith. It's a story of G.I. Joe, which is the story of Ernie Pyle, who's my all-time hero, is Ernie Pyle. War correspondent, World War II, Ernie Pyle?
Gomer.
Oh, my God, Jesus Lord. Gomer Pyle. Oh, yeah, that's really good. Ernie Pyle, most legendary. So I just got to play something for you guys. I actually rewound it to record it. To play it for you guys.
Okay.
Robert Mitchum and Burgess Meredith from The Story of G.I. Joe. And they're fighting in Italy, terrible battles. It's all based on a true story.
All I could hear was grappa and something about moonshine.
He goes, what is that? A secret weapon? He goes, he's called it grappa. It's grappa. Grappa, Italian moonshine. Every third drink, you get a purple heart. So that's what grappa is. Hey, happy Friday, December 27th. It is Leftovers Day. I love leftovers. Fruitcake Day. Visit the Zoo Day.
Winter.
Walker Hayes. He used to be a country singer, wasn't he?
He was a country singer.
I remember him coming over to the old station and performing live in the atrium. Bill Goldberg, I don't know.
Okay.
Savannah Guthrie, she went to Tucson Amphitheater High School. I love Samantha Guthrie. Had a perfect score on her pre-law exam. Back.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS. Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh West teams. January 14th at 7, boys varsity hockey faces off against Appleton North at Appleton Family Ice Center. January 16th at 6 and 7:45, boys varsity wrestling plays double duels versus Hortonville and Appleton North at Kakana High School. January 17th at 5:30, boys swimming competes in the varsity invitational against multiple schools at Appleton North High School. At 7:30 is both the girls varsity basketball game and boys varsity basketball game at Hortonville High School. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back. Johnny's out. You know, I don't know what he's doing. Getting coffee.
Grabbing some coffee.
No, he's probably grabbing something to eat. He already had his coffee.
Hey, I wanted to bring this up to you guys because I thought this was pretty cool. There's a restaurant in the Appleton area, and it's called the Cozy Corner. And they do all sorts of great food and stuff like that. But for Christmas Day, they were open and they served 300 free meals.
Wow.
To homeless folks.
That's fantastic. Wow. The Cozy Corner. Where
Cozy
is that?
Cozy Corner. Let me find out for you for sure.
Yeah, we got to do something up there.
Yeah, we got to promote that. That's awesome. 300. That's outstanding. You know who else we have to have on, Todd?
They're on Walnut Street in Appleton.
All right.
And they're kind of a soul food restaurant.
Oh, so wow.
Pulled pork fries.
I've never had like what you'd call soul food.
Have you? There.
No,
you
got
to
go.
I'd love to try it.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
There's been some in Green Bay, I think, but then they've kind of made it.
We'll have to go there first, though, and then we'll stop at that. See those girls on Richmond Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Explain that one a little bit more, please, Jim.
The gals that were in here yesterday with nutritional.
Oh, yeah.
The nutritional people that helped.
Gotcha.
So we don't want to go there first and then go to the soul
good
food.
Point.
We got to go to the soul food first. But
otherwise, we'd feel too guilty to go to the soul food.
Exactly.
Place. Yeah.
That's why we're doing
that. I'd love that.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Speaking of serving food, I just want to give a shout out. Bill Jartz, who has been on the show, and of course everybody loves him, came to the shelter last night. We have these celebrity servers that come on occasion, and they just do it because they want to do it. It's not because they are a celebrity. We call them that. And he served, 150 people last night. And man, does he engage.
He's awesome.
He just engages. He's like you. He just, really everybody
awesome.
Likes him. Everybody comes up, oh, this. And then, then some people.
But is that a detriment? Because, when we did the thing about and I said, I want to be a bartender for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And one of my really good friends said, John, I love you. You'd be the worst bartender ever because you'd get in a conversation with somebody about something you're interested in, and then you'd argue a little bit, and then every other customer would have to sit and wait.
Well, the thing is, and people...
Would I be that way?
Well, I think, they're right on that. And that's why I've been hesitant to bring you in as a celebrity server. Mm. But Jarts, people just, I'll remember this, you were at this, because that guy's done
absolutely.
As many events
people
as
remember
we
that.
Have. And it's like, we got to keep the line moving. But yeah, he was great, just absolutely great. And his energy was good.
Just a nice guy. I've never
super
seen
nice guy.
Bill Jartz in a bad mood.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Worked in that building for a number of years.
Well, I have. And not, but it's just when you're, like when we used to deal with sports, and everybody thinks that's, And not to, I don't know, you come off as a prima donna if you say sometimes you get treated pretty crappy by certain people in the sports world. Like when they work for a team, there's some people, not to mention names, but there's some people that work, once they get a job in like professional sports or big time collegiate or whatever, boy, all of a sudden they get an attitude that they're somebody really special and they love being above you and treating you kind of crappy. And that's happened more than people would realize. Mm-hmm. And Bill and I have had numerous discussions over that over the years.
We had a couple, when we were talking, gave him a tour, and he was there looking over early, and there were a few people that we hit on that we both like agreed on, you and I.
Yeah, that was the main, I think that's,
Jerry Jones.
Because I turned this down job at least twice, you got to admit that. Remember?
What's that?
I turned down this job.
Sure, yeah.
One of the times was the meeting on the couch.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
But that sounds weird. You were on a sofa, I was on a chair, and the other guy was in another chair.
The other guy grabbed a folding chair.
I mean, that sounds like weird that we were on a couch.
Yeah, I know.
No, a casting. No.
No.
It was in an office setting.
It was in a lobby.
It was in a lobby. You're true. True. Yeah. It was a lobby. Okay. But what I say about Jarts is like, he sure rolls with it, though, doesn't he? He holds no grudges. He is just.
I think if he just let. He is a kind person.
Yeah, it's so a great word for him.
If you're not a kind person,
yeah.
You know, he kind of distances himself
from
stuff. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's him and his wife and their dogs. You know, never. Which is, you know, he just loves that. What, Kellnersville or where does he live?
Maribel.
Yeah, he said that. But
yeah, he still grows his own crops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he's just on the tractor. Just a down-to-earth guy, but it's amazing how, you know, he could be uppity and he's not at all.
Totally agree.
Right down there with all of us. It was fun.
Agree more.
He was great. Great celebrity server.
Got a text here. Boy, the Chicago Bears are struggling. Maybe Pete Carroll could turn them around next year. Terry,
I would.
I could see Carroll going there.
If I were the Bears.
I thought Belichick would have a shot.
Me too. I would get a name.
Yeah. At this point, I'd never heard
I'd
of Matt.
I'd go all in.
Eben Fluss, Albert Fluss. I can't even pronounce his last name, the guy that got fired.
But that, me either. But that has absolutely nothing to do with the salary cap. Right? You can pay that guy $5 million, $10 million,
$12 million. Oh, it has nothing to do with it. Anything you want.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
You know who a lot of people think is going to do really good is Belichick. Because you see what he didn't mince around. He, you know, normally college coaches 10 years ago, 5 years ago, they say, well, the number one goal is to get my kids an education. They got to leave here with a diploma. You know, that's the number one thing, you know, make them good people, help them with their families and blah, 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 blah. Now I'm preparing them for the NFL. Not a cling about classes, not a thing about her. If they come here, it's just I'm going to guide them on a path to the National Football League. What 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid wouldn't jump at that?
Or their parents.
Because everybody, no coaches used to want to say that because the administration would come down.
Come on, we're an educational institution.
We're here.
Right.
Exactly. Now, okay.
You know, I haven't seen that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I love people who are just like, this
honest.
Is who I am.
He's the most honest
this
human being in the world.
This is what I'm going to do. I wish the Bears would have got him, though. I mean, I just love our division, and it's more fun when it's competitive.
You've got such a thing about the Bears. Unlike,
not a huge
you've got this
thing about
weird,
the Bears. It's
weird.
Little,
you've
weird.
Got this weird thing
I
about...
I would call it a fetish.
You've got a fetish about the Chicago... Yeah. We can't talk to anybody for regard to the NFL that you don't ask them about the Bears. And every single it's one of the true, people, everyone who's going, I couldn't care less. Why are you asking me about the Bears? Couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. We're going to have John Miller from NBC 26 on today.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. John, what do you think about the Bears?
I just, and I told you the reason why is when I was younger. Well, not that much younger.
They're building a new stadium, you know.
I was in college. I don't know, they're close. And their band director was a friend of my dad's, so I would go to the games with him.
Okay, that's nice.
Bears.
I didn't know that. That's a nice little.
Sit in the end zone, and his band would play, and I would just. Sit and watch the game.
I didn't know the Bears had a band.
Ben's Bears. Ben
okay.
The conductor was Ben
I don't
Arden.
Think they do anymore.
No,
they? No.
He died a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the 80s. Anyway, so I don't know. It's like, is that the team I grew up with? No. Grew up with the Packers. Love the Packers. But I wouldn't want to see, I would like to see the Bears more competitive. Yeah, because wasn't it like almost 50-50 on win-loss with those guys for a while?
Yeah, exactly. I think the Packers lead by one.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, now the last 8 years it's been.
No, well, more than that, but over the last, since Favre, it's pretty amazing what the record is.
It's horrible. I just look at it and I kind of laugh a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. I saw something on the Facebook where a guy was wearing a Packer cap in Chicago. Guy stopped and goes, Packers suck. And it's like, really? We We've beat you like 22 out of 25 times. If we suck, what are you guys? I mean, just go out. I'll listen. I'll sit and listen. We're going to send a quick break. Lisa Hale, Mark Cusick, Football Friday, Dennis from the Glam Band, Great Entertainment Live. Lots of stuff coming up. Back after this. This one
is a lie. This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Stray voltage on the farm could be disrupting your animal's routine and your bottom line through no fault of your own. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Brianna Handel has firsthand experience with stray voltage at her farm, B. Kurt Dairy in Barneveld. We'll talk about it next.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BIOVET-1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Brianna Handel realized there was a problem with stray voltage on her farm as soon as her cows started acting out of the ordinary this time last year. She tells us about the experience.
Basically, they told us this whole time that it was our fault. We were the problem. There's no way that the voltage would be affecting our cows. They continuously told me, like, until cows can talk, we have to believe in the science. And I'm like, the cows are telling us, you know, that they don't talk. But if you're watching them, you can see that they are being affected by this. They're dropping in milk. They're losing calves. They're not breeding back. You know, we're having all these things happening. But finally, we got isolated in March. And I wouldn't say the problem is 100% fixed. There's still lingering stray voltage.
She says since December of 2023, the farm has lost tens of thousands of dollars between lower milk production, cow sickness, aborted calves, and consultation costs. And she wants to see updated research on stray voltage's impact on cows. You can find the full conversation by searching stray voltage at MidwestFarmReport.com.
The 2025 Dairy Strong Conference is returning to the KI Convention Center in Green Bay on January 15th and 16th. It brings together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the industry's most significant issues today. Leading dairy's path forward, attendees have the chance to hear from inspiring speakers and experts on policy, sustainability, and the future of dairy. Opportunities to sponsor or exhibit this event are still available. Visit dairystrong.org for more information.
This week in Wisconsin agriculture, a commercial poultry flock in Burnett County has identified a case of the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or H5N1. This is the third poultry case this month. So far, no dairy cattle have been affected in Wisconsin. In other news, Wisconsin has a new representative on the American Soybean Association's executive committee. Tanner Johnson of Barron County was elected to serve. Passing a farm bill is one of the top priorities for them in the new year. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be cloudy and drizzly and foggy for a good chunk of the day with a little more rain by later this afternoon. High today, 43. Tonight, foggy with rain. Could get a quarter inch or more down to 38. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, cloudy all day. High of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
$51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. As temperatures rise, snow melts, and a dense fog advisory continues for our area, officials are reminding people when driving to use their low beams, which allow you to see better and others to see you. Leave extra distance between your cars and stay alert. The fog hasn't only affected vehicular travel. About 30% of the flights leaving from the Appleton International Airport on Thursday were grounded due to concerns with the fog and safety. You can expect warmer temperatures to continue with fog today turning to drizzle and rain through Saturday. With gift-giving over for many, now comes the time for holiday returns and exchanges. And while stores aren't legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds, some do. However, policies vary greatly from store to store. Bring your ID to the store with you when you take an item to return. Some stores require the original form of payment, so you may need to have help from the gift giver. If you have to make a return, do it sooner rather than later. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays. Also, watch out for return scams. Don't trust suspicious third-party return services who promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms when returning items. You can find more tips at bbb.org. A 29-year-old Pulaski man was killed and a 4-year-old boy was injured after the vehicle they were in struck a tree on Christmas Day. Ocano Sheriff's officials say the accident happened on County Highway S in the town of Chase. Deputies say the SUV left the roadway for unknown reasons, went through a ditch, into a field, and then struck a tree. The driver died at the scene. The child was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday, heading into a beautiful week. I mean, as long as you don't want to go out on ice and things like that, because, right, boy, is this going to tear that up. Green Bay, 40 degrees right now. Appleton, 39. Oshkosh, 39. Again, want to say hello to all of our folks out in Appleton. We are now live on the air there on 96.5 FM, still WISS, and, of course, coming out of Oshkosh. But Appleton's such an exciting place. Really looking forward to getting involved with a lot of the great things they've got going on down there.
Ooh, and they got it going on.
And they really got it going on.
It'll be fun down there. Lunch.
Yep.
All that. Getting more engaged.
Healthy Todd, stuff with the ladies from yesterday.
Yeah, they're healthy, the people in Richmond. And then, of course, we're going to go all this place on Walnut to get a little soul food. Yeah, it's great.
I want to go to the hoagie place.
Oh, yeah, that's, she's great, too.
Chicago
hoagies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I still want to learn how she says, bruh. Remember how she was talking about her brother? And he's like, he wants to get him like, bruh. It wasn't bro.
No,
it wasn't,
it's bruh.
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 Bruh. Yeah. Just bruh.
Yeah.
What's bruh? What is he talking about?
She was talking about her brother. It used to be bro, and now it's bruh.
Bruh.
Yeah, I'm going to start using that. Go, bruh.
We talk to Jim, please. That'd be great.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Okay.
Hey, bruh.
Okay, let's. What were you going to ask me, Jim?
I was just saying the weather is 40.
Yep.
39. Is it too early to take down the Christmas decorations?
No.
I don't think you'll have a better
next weekend,
between now
see,
and
next
March.
Weekend, it's 21 is the high. That's cold. I don't like, because you can't really
like
use your.
I don't like the cold.
Well, you can't really use gloves when you take some of that stuff off. It's, you know, the wires. Man,
my sister takes her Christmas decorations down on Christmas Day.
Really?
That's a big celebration.
Right, that's
wow.
That's awesome.
Yep, don't you, Vicky? Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, Vicky.
Vicky, that
Vicky, all right, so, I'm so disappointed.
I wish you lived next to me. I wouldn't feel bad being the first guy to take the stuff down. But I'm pretty sure.
We always, okay, in the Catholic faith.
Oh, yeah, you got the.
We used to have to keep it epiphany. Up until, yes, epiphany, which was, what, like the 10th of January or something?
Yeah, I think it's all of that, yeah. Whew. I know. But then it's cold. And if that stuff gets iced in, I'm going to be mad, you know, like this reindeer and stuff.
Are you going to be mad at?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'd just be bad I didn't think of somebody when it was nice. Be mad at. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do that. Johnny said, what are you doing this weekend? And I said, you know, I might take my Christmas decorations down. And I think, is that too early? But all right. Well, general consensus is it's okay.
When
it's
did you put them up?
Well, I put them up a while ago, right?
But over time, right?
I think it was after Thanksgiving,
Right, we were gone for Thanksgiving, yeah. Right when I got back that weekend. So I put it up right after Thanksgiving and lit it up right away. It's not like I put them up and then turned the lights on later. Just it was good to go. But, you know, that's a project. You know, I can't do that by myself. You know, what are you doing this weekend, John?
I got to finish up that homework. I got to wash the car, feed the horse.
That's right.
A lot of stuff.
So,
otherwise, I'd be all over that. Yeah. Todd, who's Bill Goldberg who turns 58 today?
So he is an actor and wrestler. William Scott Goldberg. I thought maybe you would know him being a wrestler and stuff, professional wrestler.
No, I don't know. What was his character's name?
I'll see if I can pull a picture.
You know, I saw a great, and it's not new. It's probably 10 or 15 years old, but it was a 30-30, ESPN 30-30. And it was on the XFL when it first started up. Well, it looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's not, though, right?
That looks like the guy from the Lions.
Yeah, he does. Dave Campbell.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Who's he?
That is William Scott Goldberg, and he's just known as Goldberg.
Oh, okay.
Goldberg.
Okay. So anyway, with the XFL.
Yeah.
So they had their first game.
Right.
And they had ratings they couldn't believe. They got like a 10, which was like,
wow.
They were shooting for a 5. Okay? Got a 10. And their lead-in, this was their Saturday night game, and their lead-in was to Saturday Night Live. So it's like they said, hey, if we got a 10 for our first one, imagine what we could have for our second one. Saturday Night Live, their guest host was J-Lo. They're like, this is going to be one of the biggest nights in NBC history, okay? Because Vince McMahon was the owner,
and
he was best friends with Ebersol and those guys from NBC,
right. Okay?
So this was like, what a perfect marriage, all right? So they just wanted to make sure the game got over by a certain time. Game goes into overtime. Then it goes to black for 20 minutes. Complete
Why?
Black. Because somebody forgot to put gas in the generator that was powering one of the things.
Way. Wow.
It pretty much destroyed the XFL because everybody tuned out. Destroyed one of the biggest nights Saturday Night Live was ever going to have.
Wow.
Because somebody forgot to fill up the generator.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things wrong with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Checks and balances.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's just,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. A buddy of mine was their first play-by-play guy. He was Matt Verstegen. He was the Brewers announcer for a lot of years. And he got fired after one game because he wasn't sleazy enough.
Really?
Yeah, when they talked about the cheerleaders and stuff like that. He wanted, Vince McMahon wanted him to ask the cheerleaders, like, if they hooked up with players this week. And, like, really, like, oh, gross kind of things. He's like, I can't, no, uh-uh. So they replaced him after one game. Yeah.
Just one and done. Remember when you talk about the guy that put gas in the generator? Do you remember when Lee Iacocca, you know, was Chrysler president?
Right.
And they featured the van with the sliding door, and he got in it, and it didn't open?
No. Well, oh, really?
How'd you like to be that guy? On TV.
Yeah, that wouldn't be so good.
Nah, pretty much done. I just think, but when you do stuff, you just kind of test it and test it.
I agree. Just,
but then again, you know, stuff happens. But wow.
Yeah.
There's really, but, you know, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah. But that is, I mean, you hate to say it, but how many times?
Yeah.
I remember one time I was going to do this big live shot in TV and whatever. And I was in Boston for a New England Patriots game. And they flew me out to Boston to this big pregame type thing. And I'm standing there, and we don't go on the air. So it turns out somebody who had literally had to flip the switch in Boston There were, like, I guess, hardcore union. It's like, oh, your time is blah, blah. It's like, well, this is coming up in a minute. Nope, your lunchtime or break time. And walked away. And they flew me out to Boston, did the whole thing, and didn't get on the air because one guy didn't flip a switch.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 And now that's why computers have those jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? You know what? We did it to ourselves.
Yeah. 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 The human error things were pretty prevalent back then. But, oh, well. Cool. But, Todd, thank you for putting me on to that guy. I'm going to start watching him on PBS.
Oh, John McGivern.
John McGivern. John, yeah. That would be...
You would love that.
I would love that job.
John DeMino. I mean, he would be good at that, too.
Because I would
love
that.
What he does is, first of all, he gets along with everybody.
He's got a great personality.
The waitresses, the chief of staff, the mayor, just everything. The truck drivers. He gets along with everybody. Everybody likes him. He's so pleasant. And then... He finds stories that's like, you know, I've lived here for a while. I'm not sure I even knew that, you know. When he's just talking about the amount of women who drive trucks at Schneider's, he interviewed one of them, and then he's trying to back the truck up and stuff. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's like, it's the real deal. He'll get into behind the scenes, like you look at Platteville, which it's a great city, but, you know, just what they do in community gardens there. I'm not sure I really knew that. And there's just some really neat stuff that he digs a little bit deeper, and all in 30 minutes.
Yeah. It was great.
Which is cool. It's not too long of a show.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was great. And beautiful camera work. They used drones and everything.
Yeah.
Beautiful production quality.
Yeah.
And he is so well respected. Like I said, he does the show, then he comes back and does this big unveiling, and then you watch it with tons of people are there. But he's so well respected. Like if anybody would call me and say, what do you think about this guy? I'd be like, absolutely. So he's got access to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he
yeah.
shows up, like Mark Murphy and players, and he's just
very. I had never seen the show before. You know what my favorite part was, though? They do blooper outtakes.
Okay, yeah, at the end.
And they're standing there to the thing, and they're like, oh my God, they're everywhere. It's like, remember, you know how I talk sometimes about how bad the mosquitoes and the bugs are in the UP?
Oh, yeah. Funny.
And they were trying to do it. They're like, oh my God, they're everywhere. It's unbelievable. Trying to swat them all away and everything. Yeah. Yeah. When things hatch in the UP, it's like they've been dormant all winter. It's like, oh, we're going to go crazy here. We got two nice days. Yeah. But really, if anybody gets a chance to look that up, you know, another thing they'd been running, and this is one of my all-time favorite things in the world that I've ever watched. It's the guy, Dick, is it Pembroke? The guy that went to Alaska and built he literally took a saw and an axe and he built this beautiful log cabin. Fished for his food, ate berries, did stuff like that, and lived in solitude. I want to be him. What is it, Dick Pembroke?
I'm not sure.
Oh, God, it's the greatest show ever. Have you seen it?
No, but he didn't do that.
He did, too.
Well, no, if he's got the cameras and the set
He set
them
up.
There's some little kitchen over
in
the corner.
This is from the 60s. This is from the 60s. Yeah. And he set the camera up himself every time. He was totally by himself and would set the camera up. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he'd narrate it later on.
All right. I'm going to get us a guest. There's a new show. It's like Survivor, but they drop you off like in Canada.
Okay.
Familiar with that? It's new. A guy I went to St. Norbert with, his kid is one of them.
I could do Canada.
No. It's tougher than you think, John.
Oh, is it out in the woods in Canada?
It's just like nothing.
Oh, okay.
One little camera. And if you hit the buzzer, I think they come and get you. But who can live out there the longest? And you get $1 million. Which isn't really that much if you think about
it. Well, I would do that if it wasn't a grizzly bear area. I got a healthy fear of grizzly bears.
I'm ready to go. I would take the chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, oh my
for a,
God.
For $1 million?
Yeah, I guess.
I want to mention this. If you remember, Joe Furlow from The Grand had mentioned that PBS came and shot The Four Phantoms at the Grand
that's
in
right.
Oshkosh.
Yeah.
It's never run in Wisconsin yet. They did this. They recorded this back in March. It's going to air on New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. on PBS Wisconsin. So if you want to see that production at the Grand in Oshkosh, next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock.
You know what I'm getting into?
I'm going to tell you what.
I'd love to see that.
And I think people really need to understand how great that is.
Oh,
I mean,
awesome.
The Phantom of the Opera, right? And you got the Four Phantoms here in Oshkosh.
That's the only play I've ever seen on Broadway. Phantom of the Opera. What?
Yeah, that's good. That's not. Wow, well, that's
it's like one of the most famous Broadway plays of all time. But, and I finally get a chance to tell you about my Broadway experience, and you're poo pooing that.
It was a weirdly. For you to say that's good, but your face didn't say that's just, good.
Yeah.
I'm
so
sorry.
Much out there. I don't know that I would. It was good. It was, but there's.
What did you see that was good?
Well, I don't know.
Tell me one. Name me one.
I don't. Wicked was great.
Heard it sucked. Give me another one.
42nd Street.
Oh, donkeys.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Oh, my God.
Who watches that stuff?
Yeah, you would. Just go ahead. Give me another one.
What's the one on roller skates? Starlight Express.
Oh, worst play ever. Critics ripped that.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, I hate the Greek movies.
Yeah.
The Greek movies. Is that Greek?
No.
I thought it was Greek.
No. I don't think so.
Was it Greek?
No.
I don't think so.
And I just even last week I saw it. They're just, theater's great. Phantom of the Opera, yeah, that's okay. It's good. It's just, do you think that was overrated? Maybe it was just me.
I think it was underrated.
It was great. It was great.
Thank you.
I'm glad you went to that. I can't believe that's the only musical you've seen. Where'd you grow up? All right.
We got to set our quick break. Lisa Hill, Mark Houston, Football Friday, a lot of stuff. Dennis from the Glam Band. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Oh, it's COVID. That's what it was.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh, and 96.5 FM in the great city of Appleton. But first, let's go to the... It would be like sexist if I called her the Queen of Oshkosh.
She would like that.
Would she like that?
Well,
or no?
It would be... I don't know. It would be...
Queen... I got
she
it.
Called you the
I got
queen
it.
Of
no,
Green
listen,
Bay.
I got weird. It. I got the perfect name for her.
Yeah.
The Cajun Queen of Oshkosh.
Oh, there you go.
I like it.
Lisa?
I like it. I like
Except
it.
Except I'm not Cajun.
But you well, live that's close. Down there. Like,
really I live there. Down there, but you have to be Creole or Cajun, you have to be from Cajun territory. You have
no,
to.
No, we're giving it to you.
So what's your territory?
My territory was Northeast Louisiana.
Well, that's so, not got no ring to it. The Northeast
it
Queen.
Doesn't.
No, no, no,
it
no. Cajun
now,
well, yes and no. The
Monroe
North-
and West Monroe.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, though. I remember the Packers when they had a guy. No, the Lions. When they had a guy by the name of Bobby Hebert. He's a quarterback from, I want to say he went to Northwestern Louisiana. No?
He went to Northeastern Louisiana University.
And he talked just like this. Yeah, well, that's a good team we got there. And I remember when he was playing for the Michigan Panthers when I was covering them in Flint, and I asked the coach, I said, how do you, are you okay? And he goes, and he's from Oklahoma. He goes, son, I don't know a word he's saying, but I got so-and-so here, Billy Bob Tubjoe, or from the Natchitoches, and he kind of translates for me. Honest to God, that's what it was.
Oh, that's funny.
But that's how he spoke, isn't it, Lisa?
Well, he had a very
got a nice day out there today. Yes.
Yes,
that was incredible. But I remember him talking about another guy who played for the Panthers, and he was from Wisconsin. David Greenwood from Park Falls, Wisconsin. Outdoors guy like you can't believe. I remember Bobby Hebert saying he reminds him of a Northwestern Louisiana guy, but with a different accent that you can't understand.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, the outdoorsman and everything like that. But, well, anyway, Lisa, how are you doing? I just want to talk real quick here. Thank you to Sarah and William for letting me know. Alone in the Wilderness is the name of the PBS special. Richard Promeke lived alone in Alaska in a log cabin built with an axe, just an axe and a saw, from 69 to 95. Phenomenal. You ever see that, Lisa?
I knew of who you were talking about. I've never seen it, but I knew of the gentleman. He died when he was 51. So, I mean, living by himself for 30 years, maybe.
Might have been.
Wow.
No, when I say that about the healthy fear I have of grizzly bears, there is...
Who doesn't have a fear of grizzly bears? You know what I mean? Like you say
Todd?
That, doesn't have a fear of grizzly bears? I think everyone...
Todd
you say that, it's like you get this...
If that's how you go, that's how you go. Right? Come on.
Hey, I watched that show where the guy's like... The bears have accepted me as a part of their family.
Yeah, they accepted him, all right.
That's Sarah, and that's Billy, and I'm part of their family. I'm part of their family after all these years. Bob's remains were fine.
Right. Oh, man.
That's true.
Remember that one, Lisa?
His name was Tim, though.
Was it Tim?
I think it was Tim.
Yeah.
Mutual of Omaha's wild.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, Jim wrestles the anaconda in the swamp.
I'll stand in front of this
map. I'm by the truck. Right.
With the windows up. Yeah.
Jim, how's it going? Not good, boss. Not good. Jim will be fine. Yes.
You guys are nuts.
Oh, I loved that show.
What was it? Perkins.
Mutual of Omaha.
Yeah, but yeah, what was
Marlon Perkins?
Marlon.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Brought to you by
Mutual of Omaha.
Know that and?
I don't remember.
The watch takes a lickin' and keeps on ticking.
Really?
I don't remember that.
I think it was Timex. Remember they put it on the outboard motor of that boat?
Yep, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lisa, what's going on?
New Wisco weekend this weekend is going to be a best of show. So it's like a smorgasbord of the things that we thought were awesome from 2024 that we're going to share again. So it's an interesting collection of stuff this weekend. We've got a tour of the Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Shelter. We've got Conrad Krieger's looking back at his favorite thing that he did over the year. Everybody kind of gave us their favorite, and we're putting it all together.
Why do you think Conrad wants to be, I broke par at Hidden Valley one day, I shot 35.
What is his on?
It's about, it's about Spencer.
Yes, Spencer.
The painter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic. Then,
you know, Brittany Merlot is, as a weather ambassador, she's sharing her favorite, which has to do with snow, of course.
If
you know Brittany, you know she loves the snow.
And then I got the musical guest, right?
Yes, you've got the musical guest, Lamar Walker. And I don't know his musical name. You know it better than I do.
Lil L.A. Mars.
Oh, Lil L.A. Mars, that's right.
Yep.
So you've got the musical guest, and we've got a lot of different features like... Oshkosh Area Community Pantry going statewide with their service.
Which is actually pulled from your show,
right.
Jim and John.
We interviewed. Yeah, that's a great organization. Cool. So when's that on? That's on at 12,
that's
couple times.
No, Saturday at 8 a.m., Sunday at 11 a.m., both on WISS and WGBW.
Outstanding.
That's great.
Great show. I love this. I love helping out when Conrad asked me to do some sports type things. Whatever you need from us at this end, Lisa, please let us know. We'd love to be a part of that.
Be careful.
That's okay. I think that's a great thing. I really and truly do. And it's really good people that you have on there.
I do have to say, Jim, you're wrong. It's underrated. Phantom of the Opera is one of the best musicals out there.
Thank you, Lisa.
What is overrated is Les Mis.
I don't know about that.
Thank you, Lisa.
Overrated.
Overrated. Overrated.
I never liked Les Mis.
I okay. Wow, that's.
We can talk about this all day.
I saw. I was one. I was fortunate. I saw Phantom of the Opera in London, and it was like sold out for years.
Oh yeah,
but
so it's good.
Yeah, it was. Well, I don't know if it's. Yeah, it was great. You know what? I don't want to say it's. It's great.
Lisa, we think you're great. Cajun Queen of Oshkosh.
There she is.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Lisa Hale.
See ya.
Good break. Mark Hughes of Bell Sports Medicine with Jonas.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another stowaway has been detected during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez says a Delta flight was taxiing for takeoff from Seattle when the crew learned of an unticketed passenger on board and returned to the gate.
Airport officials say the stowaway exited the plane. Police located and arrested the unticketed passenger in a terminal restroom. The TSA saying the passenger was screened at a security checkpoint but bypassed the ID verification, then made it onto the plane without showing a boarding pass.
A U.S. official tells ABC that early indications show the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was likely hit by a Russian anti-aircraft system. Health officials warning cat owners not to give their pets raw food because of bird flu risks. An Oregon cat died of bird flu that was later traced to frozen cat food that contained raw turkey. This is ABC News. NASA's Parker Solar